Welcome to Xavier Business Tips with Izu, popularly known as Xavier Business Guru. Xavier is a business and management consultant firm with over 128 businesses restructured, 200 more businesses started, 2 MBAs, a decade of experience. We can take your business to a whole new level. The Xavier Business Tips, every Tuesday by 9:30 a.m. and on Fridays by 9:05. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Izu, the MD of Xavier. One key challenge I see in most organizations is the lack of innovation. So today's Xavier Business Tips is on innovation, especially disruptive innovation. So to put this in context, innovation is just a buzzword for improvement and newness. You see, for what you currently do, there's always a way to do it better, to do it quicker, to do it faster, and to do it cheaper. If you can't figure it out, then you might need to replace. You see, the marketplace is dinner time. You're either on the dinner table or you're on the dinner menu. If you're on the table, you're the one that is eating. If you're on the menu, you're the one that they are eating. And the only way you can stay afloat and eat and not be eating is for you to consistently be innovative. So innovation is about improving your brand, yourself, your others. In life and business, there will always be situations that keep changing. And when sometimes we can't figure out how to change those situations, we change ourselves. One of the best illustrations for innovation is an egg. You see, the destiny of an egg is to break. But an egg can only break through two means. It can either break from the inside or it can break from the outside. When an egg breaks from inside out, life starts. But when an egg breaks from outside in, life ends. In business or in life, you have to keep breaking from the inside out, and that's what you call a breakthrough. You have to keep creating groundbreaking ideas and concepts. And around innovation is a special type of innovation that is for the underdogs of an industry. Chances are you're listening to me right now and you run a business, or you're part of a business that's not number one or number two in its industry. In other words, you're not the tier one or the tier two guy in your industry. You're just trying to survive or trying to make profit. You can't even be number one yet. You're probably an underdog. It's a classic David and Goliath story. So the key thing you want to do if you're David and not Goliath is to play the underdog. And the key word for this is called disruptive innovation. So what then is disruptive innovation? Disruptive innovation is a concept that was created by Professor Christine Clayton of the Harvard Business School, who passed on a few months ago of blessed memories. You see, disruptive innovation is a game of the underdog. It's a concept where the small business owner takes a small uncontested marketplace in the industry and puts all his pressure in that neglected marketplace till he wins that market. You see, the standard concept of disruptive innovation is what we saw Wikipedia do to Encantar in last decade, where Encantar was one of the biggest resource online, but Encantar was so expensive to buy and also to keep updating. But Wikipedia came without you needing to buy, without you need to update. And today, I think one of the biggest resources on the internet is Wikipedia. In other words, what is disruptive innovation? Disruptive innovation is where an underdog takes an industry and takes a small portion of that industry that is neglected. And from that, it launches out a simpler and perhaps cheaper, at some point even free, alternatives to what the big guys are producing. All of a sudden, taking market share, and from that place expanding his market share till it overtakes and makes the big dog irrelevant, right, and negligible in the industry. Post-COVID is going to be a new normal where there will be a total democratization and a coup d'etat of big brands being taken over by smaller brands, and the only skill and tool they need is disruptive innovation. Take a small uncontested part of your industry or your market. It can be the part that people neglect. A few years ago, we had an opportunity to work with a brand that was perhaps one of the most disruptive brands in clothing and in fashion in Nigeria. While the whole fashion industry was clamoring for the adult, male and female, our clients, Rough and Tumble, took a very small uncontested part of the market, which was the children, and built a strong brand from children clothing line. And today, Rough and Tumble is arguably the biggest brand when it comes to children clothing.
Xavier Business Tips with Izu. To contact us for consulting or to join our business club, follow Izu, that's E-I-Z-U, on Instagram for more tips. And to join our Xavier Business Club with over 1,000 executives, CEOs, top politicians, and entrepreneurs, send interested to the number 0803-520-2891. That's 0803-520-2891. 9191. Xavier.